This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea's state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of the Joint Missiles Guidance that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier in the month. North Korea's official KCNA news agency carried an article by someone who described it as an international affairs critic to accuse the United States of applying a double standard as it sought to ban Pyongyang from developing ballistic missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet next month. During a speech honoring the U.S. holiday Memorial Day, Biden said, "We'll make it clear we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights." The White House said on Friday it was planning to move ahead with the summit between the two leaders after Microsoft flagged a cyber attack on U.S. government agencies from the group behind last year's SolarWinds attack that originated from Russia. Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett threw his crucial support on Sunday behind a unity government in Israel to unseat the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the end of a political era. Bennett, who leads the ultranationalist Yamina Party, on Sunday declared he would join with a centrist faction in a new unity government that could spell the end of Netanyahu's 12-year grip on power.